into the show, woo! Spencer.
Dude, I did not think I was going to be in today, honestly.
I know.
I thought I had COVID. Yeah. In fact, I was convinced.
Why?
Because I had a headache all day. I was feeling achy. I have the typical ACL fest kind of drip allergies, hangover, not feeling well. And then you did that COVID story where you're like, here's the bad news about Pfizer, but here's the good news. And from that moment on, I was in my head.
You just sat around and made yourself paranoid?
I made myself super paranoid, so much so that in fact, I rushed home to take a COVID test.
I got stuck in traffic,
and then I realized, I was like, crap, we only have two more COVID tests. And maybe I should go to Walgreens before I take these. That way I'm not knowingly infecting people to get supplies and to get more tests. But that's not going to change the effect. Like, I would still be infecting people. So I rush home. And the reason I did that was not because I was scared and paranoid about myself, but because you were going to a children's football game with your family.
Right.
A middle school homecoming where you're going to be surrounded by vulnerable kiddos.
Yeah, if I'm getting COVID, I'm getting it from kids. I'm going to be honest with you right now.
Yeah, well,
I know how life works.
I mean, you joked yesterday, too. You said our friend AC, who works at the station, came in to give us a hug and say hello. And we're like, oh, we don't know if we should hug, but we hugged anyways. And then you were like, if we're going to get this, we're going to get it from ACL Fest or something else.
You sent a text message yesterday to my wife and myself, and you said, hey, man, did you attend that children's football game? And I wrote back, yes, I'm just about to leave. And you go, because I just tested positive.
I said, well, I just tested positive.
Yeah, you sent that to my wife.
I rushed home, did the test, got the result, and then you go, okay. And then
I didn't say okay.
No, I wrote okay.
No, I didn't. I wrote okay.
And then I wrote for being a little stinker.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
But then I feel like I kind of messed up because I go, seriously, I don't feel well, but I took the home test. I'm negative.
Yeah, I know, but there was no part of me that was worried at any point after that because my wife asked and I said, honey, think about it. He's a 30-year-old male who just spent four straight days heavy drinking.
At ACL
I was
Fest.
Like, this is so ridiculous. This is what happens because men never put clues together about their health. I'm one of us, so I know. And I was like, honey, he's fine. He spent 4 days getting hammered, and he doesn't realize how hangovers work anymore.
When you get older, it does get tougher.
It changes.
When
you're in your 20s, you get a hangover, and it lasts till about noon or two. And you think, since you train your body that that's what a hangover is, you forget that when your serotonin is completely depleted after a weekend rager, and you didn't do just Friday, Saturday. You did Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then probably a little bit on Monday.
No,
too.
I took Monday off.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking this week off to get ready to rage.
I'm rolling my eyes at you. I don't believe you. But so then Tuesday rolls around, and that's probably when your body finally is just like, holy crap,
when you
he
start
is not
going
giving us
the
any water in days.
Withdrawals, you get the shakes. Well, I then went from being paranoid about COVID to because your wife started saying, wait, you got a fever? And starts texting. I'm like, no, I don't have a fever. And then I told my fiance, I was like, hey, I texted this to the Beardens. And she goes, you texted what? And I'm like, do you think they're mad at me? And she goes, probably, if they're going out and you're telling them, making a COVID, I'm a little stinker joke. So then I was paranoid in my head and like, man, I pissed them off and I made a joke about this. And then finally you did text that and it made me feel better where you were like, probably just because you were out drinking all weekend long. So
no, my wife, because she's in education, she takes a home test every
day.
Monday and every Thursday, I think. She takes twice a week just to make sure that, if she's exposed, she's not passing it on to kids.
Yeah.
That's her. I think she's way more concerned about that. And then, you know, we have kids that aren't of age that can be vaccinated yet. So that's her biggest concern. And then last night she tested and my daughter tested because they got into a ACL taping that my daughter's really excited about. And you have to have, since she can't show, my daughter can't
She's
show a vaccination card, she
test,
has to have a proof
yeah.
of a test. So she took it, and as long as she had one out, Kara took one anyway. She's fine, and I know it. I mean, this is going to sound mean, but I mean, you have enough precautions out there. You can generally, I don't know, you can kind of stay away from it. I think I'm the one that's going to end up with it first in the family because the rest of the family's being pretty cautious.
Well, we also live in this building.
Well, and I'm doing things like sitting in this room where a guy has tested positive and then going out to ACL with people.
Where...
Yeah. So it's, you know, I'm going to be the nutter that brings this all down.
Well,
I'm the weak link.
We'll start taking bets soon.
Here's more from Matt and CJ.
Thank you very much, Apple engineers. They've given me one of the two things I have really, really wanted for a long time. There's this new iOS 15. If you're, you know, in the Apple...
The iPhone person.
Yeah.
iPad.
Yeah, we're locked into their zone or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference of iPhone or Samsung? I mean, Android?
Once I bought a Mac laptop to do video work on, I've been hooked on Apple ever since. And my fiance is even more now. Now she wants an Apple Pen to use with her Apple Watch.
Apple's pretty good at locking you into their atmosphere and hard to get out. Anyway, I've been on the iPhone for a while. And so with this new thing, a new technology they have this called separation alerts. So if you have a watch... a computer, a tablet, anything like that, and a phone. If you're ever at a coffee shop and you leave one of your items behind, your other items will alert you that, hey,
it'll just beep at you.
You've broken up the family. You've broken up the family. In addition to that, even if somebody steals your phone, one of the things that thieves have figured out how to do is to still hack in. You know, we all thought, well, now there's a code to get in my phone.
They can't use that.
They can't use that, but they've gotten pretty good at learning how to hard reset a phone and then reset it up. Even if it's reset up, it remembers, because of your VIN number or whatever, it remembers the phone that it is, and it keeps tracking you and letting you know where
here
it
I am.
Is. Here's where
oh,
I
that's
is.
That's awesome because I've had some stuff stolen and it's not fun because you can't get it back once they turn it off and hard reset it.
It's not just the thievery, and I want to say this with peace and love, because you may be listening, but my wife, and luckily it's always worked out, but she has had a tiny bit of a habit of occasionally leaving her phone behind, but really only at festivals. For some reason, anytime we go to ACL, she went to the Texas Book Fair. A couple of times where she has just, you know, she goes to buy a kettle corn or something and sets the
and
phone down.
It just stays there.
And it just stays there. Now, luckily, she's gotten it back every single time, but it has sometimes been a bit of a track down or whatever. But I've always wanted something that just alerts you. So she has an Apple Watch. The perfect thing is if you walk far enough away, it would just let her know, hey.
Beep, beep, beep.
Before you get all the way home, and then your husband does this thing where he goes, what? Really?
We got to turn all the way back and drive to McDade to that damn Renfest I just escaped from?
How'd you know how to do that?
So, dude, I just know.
I'm really, really excited about that new feature. It all has to do with that new kind of, I don't want to know what to call it, net that they've got set up with those, you know, those little AirPods that let you track stuff down or whatever.
Yeah,
and it
plays a little beep.
It steals tiny bits of computing power from everybody that owns an iPhone. And Samsung may have the same thing. I don't know. I keep calling it Samsung, Android, Google, whatever. That whole may have the same thing, and I'm just not familiar with it yet because I'm out of that loop. But it uses that little bit of information from everybody to help you track down a lost phone now or stolen phone. Even if somebody has tried to wipe it, they try to sell it, right when that person powers it up, it'll say, this phone
belongs to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and do not buy it, essentially. So I told you, one of the two features I've always wanted finally put into the phone.
Is that going to backfire on you, though? Because
I thought you were going to ask me what was the second feature.
But our first week on the radio together, you could not stop beeping.
I still can't.
You still. And what is that? That's a wallet keys thing.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yes, if you ever have a beep, you know exactly what Matt's doing. What's the second thing?
I want Apple to engineer a feature that keeps my wife from dropping her phone into the toilet. That is the second feature I really need engineered. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it, but that is where the majority of our phones have been lost, is into the toilet.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
I found probably the most CJ story ever in the news today.
The most CJ story ever.
Ever. I mean,
all right, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
What do I collect that you know of?
Losses. L's.
You don't have to get personal.
Exes.
Okay.
Well, sad stories. Failures.
Besides all that,
outstanding bills.
Besides all that, Max.
Oh, you mean Legos and swords?
Yes, I collect Legos and swords.
Yeah, two things also.
Mainly medieval swords. I'm not.
I like how you correct. I don't want people to think I'm getting ninjas or katana swords. I'm not one of those weirdos.
I'm not an 80s Coke dealer that goes to flea markets. No, but
I'm not a katana weirdo. These are Middle Ages swords. They have, you know, these are the real things. Do you have any broadswords?
Yes. German bastard swords, all of it. But my first sword was a katana, and today I found a very CJ story that a ninja with the sword assaulted U.S. Army Special Forces in California.
What?
Yes.
Not a mentally healthy person, I'm guessing.
It was someone wearing full ninja garb who attacked several members of the U.S. Army Special Operations in the middle of the night, setting off a scramble for safety and injuring at least two people.
Where were these guys?
The person got away, by the way.
What? Oh, he's a ninja. Of course he did.
Yeah, the ninja snuck right out.
Yeah, he probably just lifted into the air. Were they like out in like a gas lamp district of San Diego? I mean, where were these guys?
No, this was on a base.
Oh, wait, it was on a base.
This was on a military base, and it says...
So it's somebody on the base.
It says that a staff sergeant was smoking late-night cigarette near an airport hangar when an unknown person wearing full ninja garb approached him with a question. He said, "Do you know who I am?" the man asked. The sergeant said, "I do not." And he said, "Do you know where my family is?" When the sergeant said he did not know, the person in ninja garb began to attack and slash at him wildly. So someone stuck onto the base. They had their katana, their ninja outfit, and attacked a bunch of army people. And I also love that this story.
How many examples do we need that smoking is not good for you?
No. I also love that they just didn't like sneak up behind him and put his hand over him and knock him out.
I almost say this: I am not an authority, and I don't want to put myself out there as an expert about any kind of martial arts films, okay?
Yeah.
I know that there are people out there that live and die for martial arts films.
Yes.
I'm not that guy. But I will say, in my little bit of experience, I have yet to see one where the ninja approaches you from the front.
Right up to you.
And then asks you a few questions. What I love is that this guy was being... We've entered into this thing now where we are trying to be more respectful of people's space and bully them less. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in the 80s, back in the days of mullets and Zubas,
yeah,
I don't know that this guy would have gotten as far into his questioning.
No, especially not with an army staff sergeant.
Well, the staff sergeant would have immediately called this guy an F-git and then just...
smacked him in the head.
Yeah, who knows what happened. You know, this is... I just... Look, it's obviously I don't want somebody getting injured so that I can laugh, even though this someone has gotten injured and I'm laughing. It's not the happiest. It's not something. It's not a part of me that I'm proud of. But this is a good story.
Oh, it's a wonderful story.
Was he wearing those little ninja shoes with the toe thing?
I mean, he didn't have to sneak up on the guy, but the fact that he got away. And another part of this story that I love these are special operations guys. It's not just raw recruits out at a base.
Yeah, but did it say special forces or did it say
special operations?
Yeah, that's
okay. Those are mechanics.
Yeah,
and
maybe that's what they're meaning or something like that. When they're just like, these guys are. What does it mean generally when you say, "Well, these kind of special"? You know what I mean? Like maybe that's what they meant. Like these are operations guys. They're kind of special.
They're not
like,
dudes jumping out of helicopters. Yeah, they're.
He's smoking my cigarette.
They're the dudes that wheel the helicopters into the hangar and.
Well, hey, man, is that a sword you got in your hand there? Would you like a cigarette as well?
Oh, hell yeah, I love them. I see them at the flea market all the time.
Oh, dude, now how do you go back on base with the rest of your dudes and who are just like, dude, you let
There's
yourself
a ninja.
Get attacked from the front by a ninja? By on the front?
want.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
The great guitar solo may be a little bit, I don't want to call it dead, but it's not as popular in modern music as it used to be.
No.
The shredding guitar solo.
Now it's the synth keyboard.
Sure, but, you know, I still think there's a place for a face-melting, gut-wrenching, bone-grinding solo in everyone's life, okay?
Agree.
We can't ever be too afraid of the beauty that is metal. Now, I'm a big fan of listening to all kinds of music. I don't understand why anyone would ever pigeonhole themselves into just like, hey, I only listen to this type of tune, right?
Of course.
But I think we have a new rock god that needs to be addressed.
Who is this?
Well, do you
I mean, is it something you discovered this weekend? You went and saw Charlie Crockett. You walked around the park and saw Doja Cat. I mean, you've
it is someone that's on tour.
Around.
It's
okay.
on someone
okay.
that's on tour. But I think for a lot of our audience, they'll say, "Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know." His name's Richie Faulkner. He's the guitarist for Judas Priest. Now, I know a lot of people who are maybe younger. Maybe you knew an older brother or a father who was really into Judas Priest, and you're like, you know, I guess they, you know, because Judas Priest really had its heyday, 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Right. Still going strong, still touring, and
still in leather,
still in leather,
very tight.
But also, if you like bands like Ministry, Nine Inch Nails, anything like that, wouldn't have existed really without Judas Priest, in my opinion.
The original, the founder of industrial metal, is what you're saying.
I think there's just a certain edge that they had, a metal way that they did shows.
Okay.
So, Richie Faulkner, I want to show something to you real quickly, okay? This happened just a couple days ago, and the news is just broken. But I want to play for you, they have a very pretty famous song called Painkiller, okay? It's one of their very well-known songs. And this is the very end of it. Now, it has a really, it's known as being a fairly difficult guitar solo. He shredded that. And then here's the very end of the song, and I just want you to listen, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay. It's a little muffled, right? Because this is coming off of somebody illegally recording.
Yeah, someone's cell phone.
But I want you to hear for a particular reason, right? We're going to move into it. You hear that right there?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Faulkner. Now, you can't see the video, but you can hear him shredding, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the very end of the song. Killing it. Killing it. Here he goes. And now you see him wince a little bit. And he takes the guitar off. And he's going to walk and set the guitar down. It has just been reported that in the middle of the solo, which he completed, his aorta ruptured.
He had a heart attack?
His aorta ruptured.
Like just popped?
Filling his chest
Dude.
Cavity with blood. He was moments away from death. There just happened to be a heart and kidney hospital, quite literally like 60 seconds away. Yeah, from where this venue was.
That's brutal. That is so metal.
Does it get more metal than a 60-something-year-old dude on stage shredding a solo on a Flying V guitar, and in the middle of it, his heart
starts dying.
Blows up?
Dude, that is insane. And you mentioned Ministry just now. Isn't that how one of their lead guitarists died during a benefit show? Yeah, he was on stage. He was playing.
That's horrible.
And same thing, had his heart burst, and he dropped dead right there because the paramedics couldn't get to him in time. But
I don't want to just
to finish the solo.
I'm not showing any kind of disrespect to other music, right? But, you know, I love Mumford, and I love all of his sons, right?
Yeah.
They're fantastic people. They've brought us some knee-slapping tunes.
But if they go into cardiac arrest.
But none of those old-timey kids with their twisty mustaches are ripping their hearts out while they're playing a banjo solo.
Oh.
It's not going to happen.
Hey, ho!
Yeah, and
ho.
There's just something amazing about a story of, oh, yeah, you think you're metal? Well, one time, we had pyrotechnics, and we blasted flames into the air. Oh, really? Well, we had a drum kit that went in the air and rotated 360 degrees. Oh, yeah?
Check this out.
Well, one time, while I was playing a solo, my heart burst, and I spilled blood into the audience. And I lived.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
I don't know what it is, but the internet is starting to fill up with protests of anti-vaxxers going absolutely wild.
it's become the new thing to do for Karens and Chads and everyone else.
Hey. I'm here to stand up for people named Karen and named Chad. I know a Karen, I know a Chad.
And they don't like their names being sullied with these kind of people.
They do not like their names being run through the mud. Let's start calling them CJs.
No, no. I'm too lazy to get out and protest for anything, no matter how much it pisses me off. So, in the last week, there's been the first protest as kids were walking to school. So kids with their masks on, with their parents, heading to the bus stop, heading to school, were surrounded by angry, mean-looking, yelling women and men holding signs, following them, scaring the crap out of the kids.
Right.
Absolutely brutal.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to do to yell at kids.
Why are you going to yell at kids?
Trying to own a child. I was having I just had this discussion with my daughter today because she's going to her first indoor concert. She's been with me to multiple concerts, but they've all been in outdoor venues. And she's
Stubbs,
like,
Mohawk, ACL. Yeah.
And she's like, well, what happens when there's chairs? Like, do I have to sit the whole time? And I'm like, you know, you can choose to if you want, or you can stand, but know that sometimes people will yell at you. I said, and you try to address them politely so they don't yell back. And she's like, well, why would they yell back? I go, I don't know. People lose their temper. And she goes, that's how you would want to live your life, yelling at a kid?
At a kid?
And I was like, well, honey, look, you're getting ready to learn about a whole lot about life as you grow up. And yes, some people will.
That sucks. And the video of this situation just sucked too, because you just saw moms and dads like scooping their kids and being like, you're scaring them, running off, grabbing them.
It's an odd behavior. It's not something to be, look, I would love to just dunk on these folks. You know me. You know I have a history of losing my temper and yelling at times and then being super embarrassed afterward. I'm better now, ladies and gentlemen. L-E-X-A-P-R-O turns your brain to mushy,
though. Those antidepressants keep you feeling good.
It has not. Look, I don't feel any less depressed than I used to, but it has depressed my need to punch strangers, and that is very helpful.
But it's also frustrating watching these videos, and no one's dunking on them. No one's punching back. No one's yelling back. It's just, it's like, oh, so the best policy with a-holes is just to ignore them?
Actually, yeah.
But they just keep getting louder.
I know, but that's you still being...
They got to be corrected, or they got to be taught a lesson.
Yeah,
but
you don't have to do that.
World doesn't work like that, so I guess you got to ignore them.
Yeah, you're still clinging to some youth, and I fully understand where you are.
Okay,
I really do, and I want to be you. There's a weird thing. Your kids give off a pheromone or something, and it starts to change your brain, and then you just do stuff like, whatever, let them do what they're doing. I don't care.
Okay, well, what about this specific case? This happened in New York City. A group of anti-vax protesters tipped over and destroyed a mobile COVID testing van.
This one is confusing to me.
So you do nothing there?
I watched this one.
Okay.
Well, here's what's weird. Guess who did nothing there? Have you watched the video?
The people in the van?
No, the cops. There's literally cops and they do nothing. And I'm like, they literally just assaulted people. What is going on here? Here's what I don't get. The folks who are opposed to mask mandates and vaccine mandates, I am not in their camp. I don't agree with them. I think they're wrong. That said, it seems to be that their argument is, hey, there are other ways to go about this. And one of the ways would be persistent testing. What I don't understand is why they're not championing a free COVID testing site.
Everywhere you can go.
There should just be free tests everywhere, and we could give up the masks, and we could actually probably really reduce the amount of people we needed to be vaccinated. If we had free tests everywhere, that's exactly how we could operate. So that one was just completely illogical to me.
It's bizarre. And like you said, the police did nothing. Bystanders did nothing. So that's two instances.
And what's odd about that one,
people doing nothing,
is the dad who takes the tent and throws it down had his two young children with him. Guess who he hits in the head with the tent twice?
His kids.
He hits both of his kids and they both start crying and he has to drag them off. I'm like, Dad.
Who takes their kids to protest anyways?
Someone who later in life is going to be taken to the old folks' home. You got to always remember that. Your kids are the ones that pick out your home. So sometimes you don't want the memory in their head of them getting slapped in the face with a metal pole at it. So I try to be careful.
Anti-vax protest.
Sometimes I'm really mad at my kids, and then I remember, they pick out where I'm going to sleep for my last 2 or 3 years. I might want to be nicer occasionally. Yeah.
So that's two instances of anti-vaxxers protesting, being angry, being mean, not getting their comeuppance. And I found another video going around Reddit of an anti-vax protest, this time not aimed at kids, not aimed at poor workers, but aimed at homeless people.
This one is odd to me. I saw it. I know where this is. This is on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah. I used to live blocks away from right where they are. And I can tell you from, you see the shadows, how long the shadows are in this video?
It's late in the day.
This is a protest that is either at 7 in the morning or 9 o'clock at night. I don't know what's going on. It's a very oddly timed protest. Actually, if it was later in the day, it would be packed. So this is a very early in the morning protest, and which is confusing. Because there's no one on Hollywood Boulevard that early except for junkies and the homeless.
Which are who these people are trying to protest, but one homeless guy riding by on a bike, I guess he finally had enough and told this to a woman. I'm going to play you a little clip of this.
Okay, okay.
Do you see all these homeless people around? Are they dead in the streets with COVID? Hell no. Why?
Oh, dunked on her perfectly because I'm vaccinated, you dumb F word. I love it. I'm going to play it one more time just because it's so sweet. And listen to how she like kind of stops and stutters. And if as the video rolls on, she kind of like loses track of what she was saying. Here it is one more time.
Do you see all these homeless people around? Are they dead in the streets with COVID? Hell no. Why?
I'm vaccinated. Don't.
Yeah, the biohazard bins for these masks.
101X. Matt and CJ.
Update on our ninja from earlier. Maybe you weren't tuned in. Brief update. A ninja, literally a man dressed in a ninja costume.
With a sword.
On a U.S. service base, walked up to a special operations serviceman who was smoking a cigarette, said, "Do you know who I am?" Then when the serviceman said no, he said, "Do you know my family?" He said no. And then he attacked the serviceman, who's in special operations, with a sword. He's going to be fine. He's injured, which isn't great. But stop making it serious because we're enjoying the story too much.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think about the bad parts right now, ladies and gentlemen. So CJ and I are regular Woodward and Bernsteins. We are.
Do so much investigating.
You would
we?
Not believe the kind of investigative reporters we are. I know that in our city, Tony Plahetsky is probably the number
the
one.
And
he just won a big national award. Guess what, Tony? We're coming for your award because these two guys in this room, since all the story said was that he attacked somebody and then he got away from the base, I thought, how does a ninja just disappear from an army base? Now, here's what we did, folks. I don't want to give away all of our secrets, but we're kind of geniuses. Mm-hmm. We plugged the terms ninja and army base into Google, and the very first story that came up had a reveal. We're pretty good at our jobs, ladies and gentlemen. We're pretty good at our jobs, but guess what? There's more to the ninja
yes,
tale.
This is fine reporting right here, and anytime you read a news story, it's also good just to scroll. Let's go to the bottom. There's been an update. The first update said that it took more than 20 minutes after initial contact.
Initial contact, of course, being a sword to another man's arm.
It took more than 20 minutes for 911 to send someone out there to the military base.
Sure. If you get a call and someone's like, "A ninja just attacked me and hit me with a sword," aren't you like, all right.
Okay, kids.
Yeah.
You hang up on them. Police did locate the man.
How do you locate? Now I feel like maybe he's not as good of a ninja because ninjas aren't supposed to be seen.
They can't be seen. I mean, let's just say it's amazing that, first of all, he walked right up to the guy. Second, he got off a United States military base, got out of there. That's not easy to do, or at least I don't think it should be easy to get in and sneak out of a U.S. military base.
The only thing that really that's able to get on and off a U.S. military base with ease is generally STDs.
Yes.
I got you.
Oh, man.
I got y'all.
People in clean going to be mad.
They're not. They're going to nod and go, true.
That's true.
True. He got us with that one. He got us with that one.
So here's how police apprehended the man. Sheriffs located the suspect walking down a nearby road. So the ninja, still in his stuff, was walking down a nearby road.
I'm going to take my sword to the old town road.
They obviously stop. They give him commands. And he responds
in Japanese.
He must have known it was threatening because he pulls out a sword at the deputies. The sheriff's office said they started using projectile rounds and other non-lethal methods. But
so they started shooting them with beanbags and rubber bullets.
But all were ineffective.
Well, of course, that's not... You have to use a silver bullet, right?
He's a ninja!
The silver bullet's against ninja. What do you use? How do you stop a ninja?
I found it out. The deputies finally used a taser on him. He immediately dropped the sword and keeled over, and they were able to take him into custody. He was identified as Gino Riviera, 35 years old.
That is such the typical ninja name.
Gino Riviera, the ninja from California. He's in jail. Attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon. It does say the sergeant and the captain that were injured required stitches for their wounds, but all cleared to return to duty. And I imagine their duty's going to be at a different base than one on the beach in California after this.
And where is Gino Riviera now?
In jail.
Or is he?
Smoke bomb.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
Here. Matt, it's that time of year where our fine local news stations start talking about stories of your babies getting poison, specifically marijuana candies, in their Halloween snacks.
Yeah, I know. They came to my house recently. I was hiding candy inside of razor blades.
Well, thanks to the news, we just can't do that anymore. But actually, I did discover an article that says someone we love even more than our kids is getting sick because of marijuana edibles.
Someone we love more than our kids?
More than our kids. Someone who you might even say...
Our actual weed?
Our actual
dealer?
Kids.
Our dealer?
No, our dogs.
Oh, yeah.
With
Americans love animals way more than they love people.
With cannabis edibles everywhere, dogs are getting stoned on, get this, neighborhood walks.
No, they're not.
I'm going to tell a story.
That's the headline? Dogs are getting stoned on neighborhood walks.
Shut up. And I'm going to tell a story later on about my dog getting stoned at the house, which you would think would be obvious. You know, you leave something out, you leave a roach out, you leave a piece of an edible, something falls on the floor, they get in the trash. Yeah, but there's apparently an epidemic of dogs getting stoned on neighborhood walks, according to the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Is it really that cruel? The group's poison hotline is saying more and more states that have legalized recreational marijuana are getting a lot of reports of toxicity in dogs.
Yeah, but are they listing the amount of reports?
No, there's a graph right here, but I didn't look at that yet.
Okay, what does the graph say?
There's that graph.
I see the graph growing, but what's the number at the top on the right?
It goes up to 824 cases of dogs being poisoned due to legalized cannabis.
Let's be careful with the word poison.
Versus 219 in the year 2016.
So, since they've legalized it, we've seen a 400% increase in the amount of calls. In a state that has 15-some-odd million people, there have been 800 calls?
Let me read this story, okay?
And what's happened to those dogs? They've no-called, no-showed to their kitchen jobs?
Maybe they just had a really good time syncing up Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd.
Yeah, okay.
One woman who resides in Stinson Beach wrote that her toy poodle has been to the emergency room 4 times as a result of eating cannabis while being walked around their neighborhood.
Okay.
Seems like it's your fault, lady.
Yeah, also, if you own a toy poodle, you're already a high-maintenance person. Did you like the catch there?
Yeah.
Did you like the catch in my language? So I don't believe... I have a feeling that any of us would have a hard time getting along with this woman.
I do, too. And let me read some more quotes from her, from the woman who now 4 times has prevented her dog from eating crap off the ground. She says, "Dogs like the taste of smell and pot. It's absolutely disgusting and makes me scared, sick."
Dogs like the taste of their butthole, lady.
Yeah.
Your dog licks its butthole. Then you kiss it on the mouth.
She later goes on to say, "Seriously, why else would there be this issue? Like, who drops their edibles all over the ground? They're
no
expensive.
One.
And why so many?" No one. It's the same with the Halloween story we just brought up. Yeah, they're expensive. No one's going to be giving your little bastards our precious edible gummies in our Halloween candy.
It's just anytime there's something that the dog picks up off the ground, she makes an assumption and freaks out.
That
perhaps.
It's weed and then rushes her dog to the vet.
Yeah, the dogs are not getting stoned on neighborhood walks. If there was that much stonage going on in neighborhood walks, you would see a lot more people walking around your neighborhood.
Having a good time.
God, I used to love it on the 15th and the 30th of the month. You went to my old house.
Yeah.
Is a little different than my current neighborhood.
Yeah. A little different than what East Austin used to be, period.
Yeah, I mean, I moved into my house, and I won't give you the exact location, but it was 20-some-odd years ago. It was a different neighborhood altogether back then. But on paydays, as I would walk my dog, the warm smell of colitis rising up through the air. It was always on the I always knew if it was the 15th or the 30th because you'd hear music. Everyone was in a good mood. Everybody's on their porches and they would nod at you. And like everybody was just chill and more fun. And there was just this thick, dank smell throughout my neighborhood of, the warm smell of colitis.
Payday, baby. And I've got a story coming up about me getting my dog stoned because not only am I a good journalist and researcher, but a scientist. I tested that out on my little one. We'll tell you more. Just Matt and CJ, 101X.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ, 101X.
So, Matt, I know you've been getting annoyed with me because over the last couple of weeks, I've been pitching you these show branding ideas.
Oh, God, you're not doing that again.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's God, the deal. Like, I know you've been getting annoyed with them because they've all kind of been centered around me and focused on me. And that's not fair.
That's not 100% true.
We're partners in this show.
I've also been getting annoyed because they're
funny and you didn't come up with them.
Yes, that's the reason I've been getting annoyed with them. Well done. I'm actually going to let you have that one because was way quicker and more clever than you usually are. So I'll let you have it.
Well, you've been getting annoyed. All right. You don't seem to like these, but I wrote some new ones today. And guess what? Okay. Who they focus on?
You.
They focus on you.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm starting these with you. And,
for people who don't know, you've been doing these things where like you're a brand new cop to the thing, and then I'm a guy who's on his last leg.
You're the disgruntled veteran. Yeah.
Can let me ask you a question?
Days away from retirement.
Okay. Which one of us is sitting in a chair with like a rolled up towel behind his back and keeps, keeps rubbing himself down with, hang on, Asper Cream Lidocaine, no mess, numbs the pain away, odor-free sponge
radio
application.
Radio is theater. Radio is theater of the mind, okay? And that's
exactly
what
you don't have a mind, and neither do our listeners.
That's what these branding pitches are all about.
All right, let's
go with them. New branding pitches for Matt and CJ. Here's the first one. Matt Bearden's an accountant for the IRS. CJ Morgan is a former champion hitchhiking his way through the Nevada desert. When Matt and his family go on vacation, these two end up together saving the bank in Vegas? It's Matt and CJ.
I'm so confused. I don't even get that.
Well, you know, you're just an IRS accountant. You go on vacation and you run into me hitchhiking and then we save a bank robbery.
You didn't say a robbery. And also, I don't understand the concept of, you said these will focus more on me. I'm an IRS accountant?
Yeah, that's like a big, important government job. People respect IRS accountants.
Everybody hates, A, accountants, B, the IRS.
Where did you get your tax money from this year? The IRS, the Treasury, that's you. You're giving people stimulus.
Where did I get my tax money?
Stimulus, refunds. It comes from the IRS.
I don't get refunds.
Oh, someone makes a lot of money here.
Yeah, when you're making $600,000-$700,000 a year like I am, you don't get refunds.
Okay, let's try one.
Oh, wait, are you not making $600,000 or $700,000 a year?
No. Damn it. Radio.
God, I really wish I was. I'd break you off a chunk. I really would.
All right. Let's break off a chunk of another one of these branding pitches. This one definitely is a lot more about you. Matt Bearden's family just needs to get away from their boring lives. But when the gang inherits a dead aunt's cabin out west, they quickly find a spooky ghost! CJ Morgan stars as the ghost of a dead superhero who just died from really old age, not being beat by anyone or anything like that. He haunts and F's his way around the adult family until they all become friends. It's Matt and CJ.
Could you have made that one a little longer?
I wanted to add more about you in it, so that's why.
There wasn't anything about me in there.
Yeah, your family like got a cool like cabin from a dead aunt, and there's a ghost in it. And then
no,
y'all,
I think that's Beetlejuice. I think that's all you did was just barely change Beetlejuice and put yourself in
or,
it.
Or what about Bob? I think yeah. Both of them. All right, here's the last one I got. And I know you're getting annoyed, so I'm not even going to mention me in this one. Matt Bearden is a muskrat with a penchant for eating his own poop. That's all I got. You really hate these, don't you?
I just don't get the point or the bit.
It's a branding model.
The brand is that you're an idiot.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
I told you that I went to go see a kids' football game last night.
Yeah, and we thought that was a little ridiculous that the kids get homecomings, graduations, proms.
Turned out to be a nice night.
Okay.
But
okay. Well,
interesting. Something interesting happened.
What?
I went to House Park, is where my my daughter's school was playing their it was like a sixth grade, you know, like a JV team and a varsity team, whatever, for middle school,
yeah.
Right? It's fun. One of the teams got a victory. But it's at House Park. Do you know where House Park is?
15th and Lamar,
exactly,
right in the
exactly.
Heart of Austin.
Yeah, and it's attached to what previously was the old Austin High School, which is now an ACC campus.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and before I could find my family, I just was kind of looking around. Because House Park, if you don't know, I get into this kind of stuff. House Park was built in 1939 as part of the Public Works Administration. Do you know what that was?
FDR's...
You're a history buff. You might be into this.
Yeah, FDR's effort to give people jobs and build up the infrastructure of the country.
During the
part
Depression,
of the New Deal.
During the Depression, all these young, able-bodied men of Texas, especially in the Texas area, built so many different things in our state.
Our national parks, state parks.
Well, the state parks,
dams.
Too. I'm a huge fan of Texas state parks. Love going out to them. And so many of them were built by PWA. And I always like looking at the architecture because for a lot of them, they were getting all of their bricks and equipment and stuff from the same place. You know, they were buying it cheaply. So sometimes you'll see brick and it'll be the same in different parks or whatever.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff. And I was going through and I was like, wow, this really is, I mean, it's, you know what I mean? It's getting pretty close to a 100-year-old stadium.
Yeah.
And I was kind of looking around, and it's just this really crappy old men's room with like two stalls, and it's so old school that it has the firing squad trough that you line up for.
Hold on. I just love that all this is going through your mind while your dinger's in your hand and you're just sitting there.
No, I hadn't gotten to the dinger yet.
Reflecting all of this.
No,
just
I was walking around underneath and looking at it, and I was like, wow, because they, you know, Texas puts a lot more into even high school stadiums now than House Park.
Yeah.
But I like that we still have some historical treats in the city, no matter how much the city is changing, okay? Maybe that's what I should say. I did go by the restroom, and when I was there, I was like, wow, this is an old restroom. It has the little firing, you know, and I call the firing squad troughs.
Yeah,
you know,
just
where you line up or
you
whatever.
You see them at any honky-tonk filled with ice.
But at honky-tonks, they're usually made out of galvanized metal. This place is so old that it's the old original porcelain troughs. Do you know what I'm talking about? You don't even see them anymore. And then I go over by the snack bar, and there's this little snack bar with a huge line, and I was like, man, I really want ball game nachos so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Finally go up, find my family who's sitting there. And there's a thing that happens, and you don't know about it yet. But we were going to take my daughter, and she was going to meet a friend. And then when your kids have their new friends, and you're going to meet the parents, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Luckily, set of parents is really nice.
Okay,
interesting,
cool.
Fun to talk to, okay? I'm not going to use real names because I don't want to embarrass the young man.
Yeah.
But we'll say that there was a younger brother, and we're going to call him Tom. In Tom,
no, that's too obvious. Let's call him T. Morgan. No, Tom M's good.
Explain to me how what you just did is important to the story.
Stupid.
Explain to me, yeah. So anyway, Tom says I got to use the restroom, and I was like, oh, I just came from there. It's right down there. Just go right down the 50-yard line. Go down there. It's the first one where you find, right? And he comes back, and he has like a concerned look on his face. And he says to his dad, he said, Dad, I I think I just washed my hands in the urinal. And his dad says, no, you wouldn't have done that. You're not an idiot. He goes, why do you think you wash your hands in the urinal? And goes, because while I was washing my hands, a guy walked up and started peeing into the sink. And it's just because it was that long trough that his dad took him down there, and he was like, oh, yep, that's a urinal, buddy. That's a urinal. You washed your hands in a urinal. And I felt so sorry. It's an easy mistake to make. There's a spigot on the top of the old ways that you would turn on the water, and so he just thought, well, this is where I wash my hands.
If that kind of toilet was at sidebar, it's where people would be doing coke.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Great news. There's finally a brand new boomtown where people can move instead of Austin and the surrounding area.
So not Austin, not the surrounding area.
Nope, not Bastrop,
but still
Kyle, Buda, Georgetown, Gerald, San Marcos.
But when you say boomtown, do you still mean in Texas or a different state altogether?
In Texas. Actually, it's not too far away. It's right down I-35. It is a town known for sausage. Floating the river, water parks,
let me ask you
partying.
A question. Is it mainly known for old white people that look like sausages?
Yes, you're
new
on to something.
I got new brothels. Yes.
And if you've ever visited during a pandemic, don't worry, you don't have to wear your mask anywhere you go.
New Braunfels
mayor says that the city is experiencing a boom, and you're seeing a lot of
not just the sound of the belts popping.
You're getting a lot of people relocating, not just from California, as people bitch about in Austin, but New York, Tennessee, and Michigan. And the city's had
but it's not young people.
A slow growth in years, but it's really been taken off recently.
Not the residents. It is not. Look, people, I'm not going to doubt that people are moving to New Braunfels, but I've been there a couple of times. Multiple times. And it's retirees, right? Is that what they're talking about? Is there boomtown? Is it boomers are moving there?
It doesn't really give an age demographic.
It's a boomer town.
It's a boomer town.
Yeah.
Man, why are you saying this on the radio? We're trying to be that hip Austin don't move here thing, and now you're telling people that it's just going to be a bunch of old folks out there in New Braunfels.
Have you been to New Braunfels?
Yeah, of course. My fiance's retired parents live out there.
Okay, well, you know what?
they just built a house.
Your Honor, rest the case. I've been there before.
It's great. You got two rivers that, you know, the Comal's man made, but you got the Guadalupe River flowing right through the middle of the city. You can float it. You can party there pretty hard. I take that back. You cannot party there pretty hard. They've done a lot of laws over the last few years to restrict having any fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is... it's Fredericksburg with a river. I don't mean to. That sounds so judgmental, and that's not the way I mean it. It's just, it's not for me.
You love country music. You got Green Hall.
Sure.
You've got that double decker restaurant that doesn't have AC in it. What else you got? I mean, come on, it's New Braunfels. You had Wurstfest until the place burned down.
Wait, Wurstfest burned down?
Yeah, a couple years ago. I don't know if it's back up and running. Because of COVID and all that.
What are you talking about? No, you can't get rid of Wurstfest. I go to Wurstfest every year. Do you not go every year?
No, I can't afford those pitchers of beer, man.
I will say, it is. I go every year, and I'm stunned every year when I leave Wurstfest. And I'm like, did we just spend the same amount we'd spend on like a long weekend vacation on just sausage and beer?
Yeah, do you take your kids too?
Oh, I have to.
Because then it's carnival games, carnival food, all that
stuff. But my wife is from the Midwest. She's a German immigrant to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So Wurstfest to her just feels like it's the closest thing to home for her.
Yeah.
So I have to take her every year. And it is... And every year it's a struggle. Every year it's a struggle.
Stop, dude. You're ruining my pitch to get people to move to New Braunfels instead of Austin. I can't afford a house here.
I don't want to lie to listeners.
I do.
They're not going to fall for the lie. Hey, everybody. The new hip place with all the great bars is Georgetown.
It kind of is. You've been to the downtown square in Georgetown recently? They've got Via 518 Pizza. 818, something like that. They've got a They've got a karaoke bar, and they check this out, in the center.
Karaoke?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And in the very center of this little square street, they have like a courthouse with an old statue. It's really gorgeous.
Yeah, guess what? It's a beautiful place to go to a wedding. It's a great place to take the kids because you're bored one Saturday and you're going to walk around. I got all those things. But don't try to sell me on Georgetown as the new hip, rainy area.
Okay, how about the Twin Cities of Central Texas, Manor and Hutto? Lots to do there. They've got
meth.
They've got a stoplight that takes a really long time to get through. Beef jerky.
Yeah, I can't even believe it. Shows you really lack some geography when you try to make Manor and Hutto twin cities. What about poor old Pflugerville stuck right there in the middle?
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
CJD, do you know what Prop A is?
Prop all right. Something to do with the popos.
I think. Yeah, Prop A, here's what I know about it. I must have clicked something somewhere along the line that told somebody I would be interested or I could be persuaded, because now my inbox is filled every day stuff about Prop A, and I got phone calls about Prop A, a lot of money behind it, and it's to increase funding for police officers.
Quick question, same people that put a lot of money behind Prop B, right?
In a different election, yeah, because you end up with a Prop A and a Prop B and a Prop C and a Prop D. I forgot.
See what?
I was being careful. Every time there's an election, this is a different one. But yeah, before on the reinstating the camping ban in the city, right? There's an organization, a PAC, and that's where I start to get my feelers go up, right? Because the guy behind it, there's a guy named Matt Makoviak. He's a bit of a squirrel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little slippery.
Well, I've interviewed him before. I had him on, I was on Dudley and Bob with Matt show previously.
Hold on, I got to beep that out. Okay, go on.
You missed it. And he told us one thing, another thing happened. You know, I don't know. This is where I think some people could always get skeptical about politics, is sometimes politics is filled with squirrels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, squirrels that...
So this phrase my grandfather used to have.
Little speaking out of two sides of their little cheeks.
Well, another thing that we used to have back in the day on the show called Dudley and Bob with Matt.
I got to really edit that out. You got to stop saying it. It's a completely different station.
We used to have this old saying, follow the money. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great thing to understand a lot of times. So, you know, it's not a zero-sum game. I think most people would say, oh, we need more funding. We need to decrease 911 response times. Okay, yeah. But one of the things about it is it defines the way that you would increase funding, and it sets a hard goal on that, right? Like, it's not really flexible, and it's basically saying you have to have two officers per 1,000 residents. That's one of their big sticking points. Well, even the chief of police has said, I'm not into that.
Yeah. That seems impossible, too.
Well,
and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but do we still not, even with the cutbacks, still not have one of the biggest budgets for a police force in the country?
I'm not going to go out on a limb and answer that because I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I'm not a politician. I don't pay that close attention. I will say I pay close attention to my property taxes, and I know that they seem to be going up and up and up. And when I look at this bill right now, I'm like, oh, they're saying it could add like $600 million over the next 5 years. And now here's my biggest worry, is that the fire department has come out against Prop A because they're saying this is going to cut our budget. And if there's one thing I don't want, it's I don't want the fire department not having the things that they need in order to do a calendar shoot every year.
Absolutely.
The ladies in this office live for those fireman calendars, okay? Especially when a fireman, just the suspenders, no shirt, holding a kitten.
Oiled up.
Hello. So I don't want that to happen. But anyway, it's just one of those things where you start to go, I'm getting suspicious about all this. I'm just getting suspicious. I'm just interested. The election starts in, the early election starts in like 10 days.
Yeah.
And that's why I noticed it was popping up and there's a bunch of stuff happening. every time I go to my email, there's another press release about it. It's going to be interesting. When you see that much push, I'm always like, who's on the
take? It's a little off, yeah.
Who's getting dollars on this?
The thing that kind of bothers me, too, is anything that is heavily fear-based. And they're definitely bending the truth, and they're telling grandma that without this thing passing, the police will not be able to save you. There will be no more police in Austin. There will be rioting on the street. There will be misery. Everything's going to end. You're going to die!
I'm not a cop hater at all, but
I don't.
When they say, well, we're going to have our murder rates going up, you know, I've never heard of a story of a cop hearing that the gun went off, getting in his car and driving across town and jumping in front of the bullet before it hit its victim. It just doesn't happen that way. In Kelly, I almost called her Mackenzie Phillips, which is not fair at all. Mackenzie Kelly Phillips has come out for Prop A as well.
Oh, whoa, surprise.
And, here's the deal. I like Mackenzie, right? We've known her for a long time.
Years, yeah.
She was at a party at your house.
Yeah.
She walked into a glass door.
And then lied about it.
That's funny, though.
She'd tell you everything you need to know.
Wait, why did she lie about it? She didn't lie about it.
It happened in front of everyone and was like, what? I didn't do that. That didn't happen.
That's not.
And then
so what? We were all drunk, and that's not mean. Don't be mean to her.
What she was busted on later for? Listen, she's not a city council person or a politician. She's someone that bends with whatever wind is going to make her popular.
Ooh, you're getting mad.
I'm just saying.
Like, I was just having fun.
It's a city council person who is going to do anything they can just for attention and popularity.
I did not mean for this to go in a direction.
That's okay. I mean,
you started getting all crankety.
I want to S on city council and politicians. You triggered one of the things that I enjoy doing. I mean, you saw my viral Photoshop of Mayor Adler when he was in Cabo.
I literally just wanted to bring up the fact that I love the Austin Fire Department calendars.
And they wouldn't be able to save kittens and trees.
101X, Matt and CJ.
You gotta be careful with drugs.
Thank you. I guess that's the end of that
segment. Good night, everyone. You really do, especially around pets. Earlier today, we read a story discussing that basically more and more animals out on walks are eating edibles. I don't know.
Let's be careful. It's a headline saying, oh my God, animals are picking up edibles everywhere and nothing's really happening to them. So let's be careful.
Turns out it was just one dumb lady that won't stop her little poodle from eating it. But no, that got me to thinking about the time that Pickle, my new dog, got high. My roommate and his friend, who shall not be named, I mean, we can name them. It's Chewy and our producer, Spencer.
I like how you were like, we won't name them. Well, I don't know.
You know what? It's no big deal. It'll be legal in Texas someday. Oh, when I lived with Chewy, they used to like to smoke out on the back porch all the time. And I mean, when these guys get together, they're not sitting out there with some little pinners. They're not taking a hit out of an aluminum can. They are loading up just huge marijuana joints, some fat ass roaches, blunts. That's the term I was looking for.
Wow, that took you a long
time,
dude,
to think of blunt. But they'll roll blunts and then they'll smoke them and smoke them and smoke them.
Right.
And one day, my dog Pickle, who's a puppy, was sitting on the couch and then like sat up and looked at me while I'm sitting there playing video games and goes, made the weirdest noise ever. I've never heard that before.
I mean, I don't think I have either. Let me hear it again.
And was like winding up. Then all of a sudden started sprinting around the house in circles.
Still making the noise?
Sprinting, yes.
What's the noise?
Sprinting around the house, getting zoomies. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. She's a puppy. I guess this is her new thing to do. Then she stops in front of me and then just like stares for a while at the TV screen, watching me play video games, then falls down and immediately pisses herself.
Whoa.
And that's when I got scared. Tinkles herself. Let me edit that out.
Good job.
Tinkled all over herself. And then I legit got scared. I didn't know what to do. But who do you call when you think your dog might be on drugs?
Pot busters.
You don't call the cops. You don't know if you want to call your vet. And how I found out she was on drugs, by the way, was I went outside and noticed that the ashtray that all the roaches that Spinny and Chewy throw their stuff in had been knocked over onto the ground.
Right.
By possibly a dog, and that dog had consumed all that. So who do you call when this is happening? When your dog's passed out in a puddle of urine high?
I guess people always end up calling the vet, generally speaking, but the vet, I've interviewed multiple vets, and they're like, yeah, that's the call we get the most, is what do I do about my high dog? And our answer is always the same. I don't know. Feed them, they're going to be fine.
No, you don't call the emergency vet. You call your coworker Beto. And right away, he calmed me down, and he was like, dude, this happens all the time. You're going to be fine. Just put a rag down and, you know, make sure she drinks lots of water.
Right.
And she will be absolutely okay. And she was, except for one little thing. I don't know if you've been around Pickle recently, but Pickle cannot bark anymore. You know what noise she makes instead of barking?
What?
That she can't do because Spencer and Chewy broke her?
What?
Matt and CJ, 101X.
So there's a big new Apple campus being built on the north side of Austin, and apparently it's causing a little bit of trouble.
Construction continues this morning on Apple's new billion-dollar campus in northeast Austin. It's along Palmer Lane, just down the road from McNeil Drive.
Yeah, you've probably seen the construction there. You've also probably seen the neighborhoods that surround it, about half a mile away from an elementary school as well. And those who live nearby say the ongoing construction has been a huge headache.
First of all, did they say $1 billion is being spent on the new Apple campus?
Man.
$1 billion?
I mean, my fiance's probably helped pay for some of that just in the last year.
Oh, what? Yeah. She bought two phones?
Yeah.
I mean, man, that is... Whew, that is that's a building right there.
I mean, yeah, you know, we bitch about radio and jobs and wages, but at least it means there's money coming into Austin.
There's definitely money coming in Austin. I mean, $1 billion is huge. Now, you can put this together. You know what's happening. It's not parking for people. They just haven't built the parking garages yet, and there are construction crews there.
Yeah.
And it's a story that we covered probably 2 weeks ago.
Why the parks are filled around downtown.
It's a tough thing. And Apple apparently has multiple campuses around the city. They've asked some construction workers, hey, park here and we'll have a little bus that takes you over to the site. But frankly, I understand if you're a guy and you're like, yeah, I'm working a 12-hour shift. And when I'm done... I kind of want to be done. I kind of want to go get my truck, go home, or have a truck nearby.
Some truck beers.
Or have a place where I can go J.O. during the day. I mean, come on.
And working your ass off, man.
Yeah, I want a secret little place that I can go hang out. Well, some people in the neighborhood are like, look, we can't see to get out of our driveway sometime. We can't see the oncoming traffic. I hear all those complaints. I don't think people are being Karens even. I think they're just saying, well, a little of it is probably not in my backyard nonsense. Yeah. But some of it's probably legit. It's annoying. But here's my message to the people who live in those neighborhoods. Ain't nothing going to happen.
Nope.
I mean, if someone's dropping $1 billion into the economy, guess what? No one's coming to your rescue.
Uh-uh.
Follow the money every time. And I hate to be the bearer of the bad news. It probably sucks trying to get out of your neighborhood and you can't see past a car. You can't get out that direction. It's all a pain in the ass. But here's what I would say.
Added traffic.
You got to find a different way out of the neighborhood or something, because it ain't
happening. And I, too, support our Apple overlords just as equally as Matt does, if not a little more.
Here's the deal. Steve Jobs and Elon Musk own our city now.
And we thank them.
We better thank them. They have enough money to have us disappeared.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Yeah, Matt, did you see the latest Powerball winner was a single person from Monday night's jackpot?
I didn't see that. I do...
$700 million.
Yeah, whenever I'm on the upper deck... upper deck... I see that big sign up there, that electronic sign that they can change.
Yeah.
And as I watch it grow, I try so hard to have the fortitude not to let my brain dream. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you start thinking like, wow, with that I could really...
Yeah, and I don't want to because then, yeah. But I noticed today I had to go to a lunch, and when I was driving downtown, up on the upper deck, I saw that the jackpot was suddenly down to like $12 or something.
You,
and I
you
was
knew
like,
someone won.
I knew. And then I was just like, oh, man, that a-hole. Yeah. They didn't deserve it.
I call up at work and have, like, Rosa at our front desk, she does the lotto for us here right. in the office.
Right.
And I'll call up here and I'll be like, hey, put me down for 10. Put me down for 10. Don't forget me. And I don't want to participate in the office lotto pool because every GD month, the Powerball is going to be 500 million or something. And we're going to have to all throw down because could you imagine if everyone at the office but you.
It's exclusively
lotto.
I don't ever contribute to those because I want to be the one guy that has to show up on like a Wednesday.
Pissed off.
When everyone else has quit and they're a millionaire. And I want to be the one guy that shows up and goes, well, this is what you get. This is what you get, man. This is what you get. Yeah, I try not to let my mind wander with those kind of things. I understand odds. I know how they work. I know what the chance is.
It is highly against you winning, but again, it would just be that kind of luck that you would be the one person left out. And it sucks because I spend hundreds of dollars a year I don't have on lotto. And I'm not talking as bad as my dad is, who every day gets some kind of different lotto ticket and has since we were kids. And he always jokes that their retirement's going to be the lottery. And it's like, you could have your retirement if you didn't play the lottery your entire life. It's not that bad, but still with the office thing, the paranoia of losing out on Powerball has me throwing down a 10 spot every week in this stupid building.
I really should win one of these giant, like, 600 mil things.
Yeah, you should, dude.
Because I would be a good lottery winner.
Yeah, most people go broke really quick, but you still drive a truck that you've had for 50 years.
I don't even mean that. I just mean there's no way I'm not spending some of this on some really crazy jacked up stuff. Like, I want to shut down. Like, hey, I am going to rent Congress Avenue from the city, and I'm going to fill it with bounce houses and slip and slides.
Yes.
And the city is going to have a party. Like, I would like to do some ridiculous. I like community building, so there's no way that I wouldn't want it. Now, I'd probably go broke, but we're going to have fun while it happens, spraying each other in the faces with beer bottles and all that stuff. We're going to have a blast if I win.
Matt Fest. Okay, well, now I want you to win.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Be careful with drugs, part 3.
Oh, another drug story.
Yeah,
we've got them today.
Early today, we had a headline of a woman who claimed that her dog was picking up edibles that are just strewn along the street in her neighborhood. And her dog was constantly getting high. You had a story about your dog accidentally getting into an ashtray that some people had left a blunt in, and then your dog had an episode.
Not just people, Spinny and Chewy.
Hey, they don't want their names out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure no one knows they're smokers.
I'm leaving all names out of this because I don't want the names out there. But I knew a couple, a young couple, beautiful couple. Man and woman who they were those kind of good looking people that you were like, man, I really want to, you know, and I want to be in that couple. You know what I'm, that sounds weird. I want to be in that couple. You know what I mean? When you see people, you're like,
third?
Well, they just were, they were successful. They had their stuff together, you know, whatever. And one day I got a call that she, another friend was just like, I don't know if you've heard, but this person has gone to the hospital and it doesn't look good.
Oh no.
And I was like, what's up? And they're like, well, she got up this morning and then her one eye has gone crazy. It's completely dilated, and they're concerned because they think it must be a tumor or an aneurysm or something like that.
Seizure, stroke, something bad. You wake up like that,
and the other eye is fine, and then just one eye was just completely dilated, and they were really concerned. So they took her to an emergency room, and the emergency room immediately was like, you know, have you hit your head? Were you in any kind of severe accident? You know, do you have a family history? Because have you had a seizure? Because they were like, this is kind of serious. And then they needed to run her through one of those MRI machines, you know, where they do that, where they do all the slices, you know, and check everything out. Because they said, look, we don't want to scare you, but the way you're presenting here, it is.
Doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good at all. And so we got the calls on the other end. And I remember being really scared for her because she was someone who was very bright,
hot,
intelligent. No, it's not about looks. Also, she's hot. But I was like, this is terrible. You know, when you have a young friend and you think, oh my God, what are they doing?
I could lose them. Or even worse, that they could just be crippled the rest of their lives and in a coma or something.
Yeah.
Such bad stuff.
And they do the MRI and they're waiting for results. And the results finally come back in. And the doctor says, we're not seeing anything on the MRI exactly. We need to prep you, though, because we're going to probably want to do a surgery. We need to look at a couple of other things. And he just said, you know, can you walk me through exactly what happened? And she's like, yeah, I got up this morning. You know, I brushed my teeth, put on my contacts, did my hair, whatever. And she's like, and then very, very soon, like even before I got to breakfast, I noticed that this one eye, like light started looking weird. Everything was blurry. And I went back to the mirror and I could see that I had this, you know. And he said, well, we're going to confer with a couple other doctors and we're going to leave. And he said, and then we may have to do a surgery tonight to try to look at something, a part of your brain. And he leaves the room. And when he does, the boyfriend sheepishly goes, wait, 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 you used your contacts today? And she said, yeah, I was having a hard time. He goes, well, but you usually use your glasses. And she's like, I know, but this morning I just decided to put on my glasses and made my contacts. And he goes, she goes, what? And he goes, well, last night I wanted to snort some Ritalin, so I crushed it up in that contact case you had up on the screen. And he's like, I guess I didn't get so there. I guess there was a little Ritalin residue in there or something. And when she put her contact in there and put it in her eye, it just made the one eye super high or whatever. And she was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, dude.
Furious. Anyway, she turned out to be fine. She should have been like, oh, good news. Good news. But I always like, how many flowers do you have to buy after that?
It's nonstop.
It's nonstop. You're really in the doghouse for a while after that one. Anyway, kids, be careful with your drugs. Be careful with your drugs.
Here's more from Jeff Matt and CJ. 101.
Dude, you called it earlier. The phones kind of will like ring and then hang up and then ring and then hang up. Anytime there's a drug story, people want to call into the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Because everyone has one.
Been on radio in this town now for almost 15 years, and I will tell you that if you tell a drug story or a gun story, then absolutely the phones will light up. Everyone has everybody wants to chime in on those two things, and sometimes it could be hit and miss though. I mean, sometimes you go and you just boy, somebody's really got a banger out there. But what happens a lot of times is you get it's not. See, sometimes you get people who are pretty high, and they're like, man, I got to tell you this, dude. I got to tell you,
man, Willie.
Wait. This thing is, wait. I forgot this part. And it's like, oh, dude, we're on radio. We don't really have time to wait, and go back to the beginning of the story.
Yeah,
no offense to you, lovely young muffin. I brought in a bunch of stuff today that I want to get to that it does not get time to get to, and I apologize. Well, you know what?
That's good.
That's a lie, too.
That
I don't
means
know.
We laughed and had fun and
I
covered
feel like
our
I'm
topics.
Also lying about it, not that I didn't have time to get to. I think some of it I just didn't want to get. I've had the story for like 3 weeks that they have a huge clown shortage in Northern
Ireland.
Yeah,
let's start marking these things down.
But I, the only reason I brought it in is I just wanted to make, like, dumb jokes, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we got to send... I kept trying to think, like, who's a funny person you can rip on, you know? And they were just like, there's a clown shortage. They're like, oh, we should send blah, blah, blah there. And then I realized, well, that's just dumb. That's just a setup for one joke. And I don't know if they meant there's a huge shortage of clowns or they're having a huge clown shortage, meaning we have
fat
a shortage.
Clowns.
Yeah, to which that case,
look
hey.
Look you made a joke right there.
Send you up there, and you know, everything's solved.
I'm Irish, born on St. Patrick's Day. Perfect, thank you.
Are you really were you born on St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
And you're Irish?
Yes, Irish-German. Half and half, right in the middle.
That's how that works, usually.
A sausage, effing a potato. And I sure look like that. I can rip on myself, too.
You gotta do. You have developed a potato body as of late. You look a little bit like Mr. Potato Head.
It happens when you get older.
Yeah. You know, the stuff that we can get to tomorrow as well. I do have, you know, these little kicker stories, but some of them I find really interesting. A bunch of stuff in science and whatever.
Yeah, this is kind of the behind the scenes of radios. We got to sit there and do hours of looking at dumb crap in the news to talk about.
Well, and I don't
and
like
some
to.
Some of it is fun.
I don't like to subject our audience to stuff about, I don't know, celebrity. I mean, Sure. People send us celebrity gossip stuff all the time, and like, you should cover this. Or PR agents cover stuff, you know, send stuff all the time. Please cover these things. Someone sent me a suggestion. Your listeners will love to know about snacking. You can get this interview, and we'll tell you three great snacks to have. And
you replied with, "Hey, how about you snack on these nuts?"
Because I was just like, "Wait, why would I want to subject my listeners to an interview with some?" Because you know that they're going to be two snacks, and then the third one is always a brand, right? It's a way to try to sell something. And I'm like,
almost sneaking in a free commercial.
I'm not subjecting my listeners to a boring interview so you can tell them what to snack on.
Especially if we're not getting paid or you're not bringing product.
I've seen my listeners in public. They don't have any trouble finding stuff to snack on.
They do not.
Sorry, listeners. I mean that with love and adoration, and I'm one of you. I come in peace.
Before we get out of here, I want to kind of tie this whole thing together. We started this talking about drugs, and then you went around to us finding content for the show. I want to know if you can tell the stories LSD swimming pool or El Diablo someday over here. Just say yes.
Maybe.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101 FM.